This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. Imagine if the president hadn't spent most of the last 3 years actively breaking global supply chains, hiking tariffs, and antagonizing trading partners. Would we have better access to supplies of life-saving medical equipment? The White House has announced not a suspension, but effectively a delay in collecting some tariffs. Cato's Simon Lester discusses the impact of that change.
The Trump administration has announced that tariffs will not be collected for 3 months. Do I understand that correctly, that that is a measure that simply says that those funds will not be collected right now and will be collected at a later date?
That's
or
right.
Are we effectively, we're not effectively suspending tariffs?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're suspending them. I think we're deferring them. And I've seen a lot of uncertainty as to how this is supposed to operate. But, you know, it's good news. And I think it's the right thing to do. You know, I would obviously go further. But look, in this time of economic collapse, you know, we don't know how bad the economy is going to get. Anything we can do to help out small businesses, big businesses, consumers, you know, everyone, we should do it. And so, you know, it's similar to not making people pay their taxes right now. Let's not take people's money away from them when many of them are struggling to have enough to pay for food. So if we're going to defer tariffs for 90 days, I think that's a great start. Maybe after 90 days, we defer them again. But that's the conversation right now is we're going to defer tariff collection for, you know, a short period of time. And then I think they'll see where they are. We'll see where we don't know where we're going to be in a week or 2 weeks. 90 days seems very far out.
So on medical supplies, I know that the Trump administration made some people angry by trying to secure exclusive access to a potential vaccine for this virus that is going around the world. With respect to medical supplies, what is the state of play right now with respect to cross-border goods?
Well, as part of the U.S.-China trade war, we raised tariffs on a lot of imports from China. I mean, this was sort of across the board, everything. And caught up in that were some medical supplies, so things like masks and gloves and thermometers. And you know, from the Trump administration's perspective, this is all, you know, good. Tariffs make America great in their view. But, you know, a pandemic tends to force everyone to rethink some of their views a bit. And so they did realize that, look, if we're charging tariffs on these crucial medical supplies, protective equipment, that's going to be bad in the short term. It's going to, you know, make it harder for the medical professionals to do their job, so that they have rethought a bit their tariff war. And they went in on their own and dropped some of the tariffs on a couple medical products, some sponges and various things that have gotten caught up in this. And recently they put out a request for comments to ask people to weigh in, you know, are there other products that we should be cutting tariffs on? And you know, I don't know if you've ever looked at this regulatory comment process. You get a lot of nonsense from just, you know, anybody can submit a comment over the internet these days, but you'd also had some real companies out there who were trying to import thermometers or various other products and said, hey, you know, please, this is you know, hurting our ability to get these products on the market. And so hopefully the Trump administration will be sympathetic to these requests and will exclude more products from the tariffs. And I think that will be, I mean, this isn't sort of game changing and what we need to finally solve the crisis, but every little bit helps. Any medical product that people in the medical community need right now, we should make it as cheap as possible for them so they can get it and use it.
The FDA has a pretty significant role in determining what medical products go on the market. Presumably, that also would affect potential imports. Just now, a lot of regulation has been cleared away to allow for greater marketing of products. How does that affect foreign firms?
Yeah, the FDA regulations definitely affect foreign companies. They have to get approval too. you know, a lot of the trade we're talking about is in products that have already been approved. It's just a question of what tariff to charge. But what I think you are going to see is new companies that who hadn't previously sold to the United States, coming along and saying, hey, we've got something, we'd like to sell it there. And, and they'll have to, and their products will have to meet FDA requirements. So I would hope, and my sense is that the FDA, maybe they were sort of reluctant initially, but now they've been told to get on board. They're going to give pretty quick approval to these things. And look, you've got to make a judgment here. Some products are more risky than others. We're talking about the masks and the gloves. I just don't know. I mean, I don't see great risks here from some from a mask. Like how much can you do with cotton that could be harmful? You know, if you've got a cotton mask, I think we should move it along quickly. On the other hand, if you've got a ventilator, look, yeah, somebody should probably be checking to make sure your ventilator's, going in the right direction or whatever. I don't know how ventilators work. But yes, I think that the FDA will have to, and I think they will, sort of shorten up the normal delays they have in their approval process to make sure that the products coming from the United States or coming from foreign countries can get on the market as quickly as possible.
The traditional narrative about trade from people who support trade restrictions is that exports are good, imports are bad, essentially full stop. We only need imports to the extent that we are putting them into exports, I suppose. But with respect to other countries that have supply constraints on their products, it's not unreasonable to think that they would engage in some export restrictions, and some of them have. How does U.S. trade policy how does it affect the decisions of other countries to restrict their exports to the U.S.?
Well, I mean, you're right that normally we think of the traditional mercantilist view is exports are good, imports are bad. So who would ever restrict exports? You're always trying to promote exports. Now, the Obama administration, one of their big goals was to increase exports. I think it was maybe double it over 5 years or something. I forget the numbers, but increase it by a lot. But what we're seeing now with a pandemic and a need for supplies, medical supplies, toilet paper, all these other things, we feel like we're running short of is that some countries are saying, we can't let this stuff out of the country because we might need it. And that is not completely unreasonable. I mean, you can imagine if you're Italy right now, you don't want to be sending ventilators out of the country. You need them all there. So what I think is the way we should think about this is, look, export ban doesn't make sense, but it does make sense for countries to be aware of what's being exported. So sort of requiring authorization first, just so you know how much of this stuff is in your country. I think that's reasonable. But I think what needs to happen is governments all need to coordinate this. I mean, we all need to take stock of where we are, who's getting hit the worst right now. And let's try to send them the things we need. So right now, we should be getting these products to Italy because they're in the direst straits. Although the United States is catching up fast, and we need to be aware. Do we need to get things to New York City? Are there other countries who could be helping us with that? And right now, China, who's gotten through the first wave of their crisis, has been stepping up and sending products to Italy and to the United States. It could be that in 3 months, this looks very different and China's getting hit with a second wave and the developing world is getting hit with their first wave, at which point, if we're through the first stage of our crisis, we need to be sending things abroad. So I think these export restrictions and this tendency to hoard things, it's sort of natural human instinct, but we need, governments need to sort of coordinate better on this to make sure that we're not hurting ourselves and others by keeping stockpiles of things that aren't being used. We need to make sure that we're producing more of this stuff and making sure it gets to the people who need it.
Simon Lester is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.